BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Typhoon Galmiggy has made landfall in central Vietnam, having already left a trail of devastation in the Philippines. Vietnam's environment ministry said parts of the country were seeing sustained winds of up to 149 kilometres an hour. Sin Nguyen reports.
In just one province alone, Koh Samui, over 300,000 people were evacuated yesterday. There have already been reports of damage from several provinces, such as roofs torn off homes, shattered glass panels at hotels, and trees uprooted or snapped along streets by powerful gusts. Residents in at least two provinces who have not been already evacuated have been banned from leaving their home from 16 o'clock local time, which is about 9 a.m. GMT. These provinces happen to be on the path of the storm's eye.
Cameroon's 92-year-old President Paul Biya has promised to restore order following post-election violence after he was sworn in for an eighth consecutive term. Paul Ngie reports from Yaoundé.
President Paul Biya sternly blamed those he called irresponsible politicians for disturbing the country's peace shortly after the election. In his inaugural address, he said there was no need for post-electoral crisis, insisting it would be disastrous for the nation. Despite widespread criticism of the security forces' handling of recent protests, Mr. Biya went on to congratulate them. After 43 years in power, he re-echoed his commitment to focusing on issues affecting women and young people, while also promising to crack down on corruption.
The opposition leader Issa Choroma Bakare insists he won the election. Poland's Foreign Minister Radosław Sikorski has said his phone was hacked by the previous right-wing government using the Israeli-made spyware Pegasus. The Law and Justice Party, which lost power 2 years ago, admits buying the spyware, but says it was only used against legitimate criminal targets, not political opponents. Adam Eastern reports from Warsaw.
Mr. Sikorski accused the former right-wing government of using the Pegasus spyware to read his private conversations. He added he hoped those responsible for using what he called cyber weapons against political opponents would be brought to justice. Prosecutors allege former justice ministers authorised the use of millions of dollars from a state fund meant to help crime victims to buy the spyware. They said it was used over several years to hack the phones of almost 600 people, including prominent political opponents. MPs are expected to vote on Friday whether to waive the immunity of former Justice Minister Zbigniew Ziobro to allow him to face prosecution for his alleged role in the affair.
The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says it has a right to defend itself against Israeli attacks. It's rejected the prospect of any political negotiations between Lebanon and Israel, which currently have no relations. World News from the BBC. The 85-year-old US politician Nancy Pelosi has said she will retire from Congress when her term ends in 2027. The Democrat politician was first elected in 1987 and was the first woman to serve as Speaker of Congress. Sumi Somaskanda is in Washington.
She released a statement via video. She said, "I will not be seeking re-election to Congress." And she said, "With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service." And she went on to say, "This is my message to the city I love, San Francisco. This is, of course, the city that she represents in Congress." She said, "We have made history, we have made progress, we have always led the way, and now we must continue to do so by remaining full participants in our democracy and fighting for the American ideals we hold dear." So a very clear message from Nancy Pelosi there.
The UN COP30 climate summit has started in the Brazilian city of Belém. During the political opening, world leaders are delivering their national statements and commitments to tackling the climate crisis. Preliminary sessions on Wednesday and Thursday aim to define the political tone of negotiations on financing and energy transition before the conference gets fully underway next week. Prosecutors in Georgia have announced new criminal charges against eight leading opposition figures, including the already jailed former president Mikhail Saakashvili. They're accused of sabotage, aiding foreign powers and plotting to overthrow the government. Six of those accused are already in jail. Japan has revised its strict gun laws to allow riot police to shoot bears with rifles after a record number of fatal attacks. Until now, they've only been able to use handguns against the bears, but these weapons weren't deemed powerful enough. Japan's environment ministry said at least 12 people have been killed by bears since April. BBC News.